Hey, New Life, Jason Alexander here. And I'm so thankful to bring you this devotional today. And I'm laughing because I've probably done this 35, 40 times starting this thing off. So I finally talked to a friend and they're like, just be you, just be yourself. So that's what I am. So I am myself and I'm here today laughing at myself. But we're going to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, and that's the serving. I'm so grateful that I have the opportunity to serve. So we're going to talk about, what does that look like biblically? And also, what are some tangible things? Like, what are some reasons, why we should serve? Before that, a dearest friend of mine wrote this email that I'd like to read to you. She painted a really great picture. So I want you to imagine this scenario, and then we're going to get into some scripture and talk about serving. But first, imagine this. You turn into the end zone on a Sunday morning, and there's no one there. There's no one there to wave you in and keep traffic moving in and out smoothly. You pull into the parking lot, and there's no one directing cross traffic. People are crossing at random. Children are running in front of cars. Frazzled, you finally park and get out of your car. You walk up to the front porch, and it's empty. It's dead quiet. There's no music, nobody to say hello, nobody waving, no smiles. No hugs, no handshakes. There's nobody greeting you. You open the door yourself because there's no one there opening it for you. And you look for communion cups, but they're nowhere to be found. You look to the right, there are no tables with snacks, no coffee. The baptismal is empty. There's a lid on it. Puzzled, you walk down to check your kids in the kids zone. There's no one there. The rooms are dark and empty. There are no kid wranglers to relieve you of your minions. Sighing, you grab your kids by the hands and you walk to the courts, open the doors, and the room is empty. There are no carpets. There are no chairs. The lights are on. There's no tech team. There's no one there to operate the lights, the screen, or the cameras. Those watching online, all I see is a black screen. There's no worship band singing. And Tom, Tess, Brennan, and Brett, they're on stage. Behind the stacked chairs and nets. And they're all getting ready to talk to a very echoey room. This is what New Life would look like if volunteers like you weren't dedicated to serving every single Sunday. This is what New Life would look like if volunteers like you didn't serve in the honor of Jesus consistently and often. And when I read that, it struck me, and at first it made me think of how many moving pieces and parts that it takes for church to happen on Sunday. And I started really thinking about it, and it's like it sort of just like blew my mind, and like just being outside and just being one person of many people to make church go on Sunday. It made me realize how important it is. Just having that scenario painted, if nobody showed up, to serve our church on Sunday, there wouldn't be church. It wouldn't be. It just wouldn't be. So it blew my mind, and that's why, serving is such a passion of mine. And I don't expect everybody to be like me when it comes to serving. I need serving in my life. And I'll tell you some reasons why before we get into what the Bible says about serving and some things that I've thought about, why do I serve? Why do we serve? Why do we serve as Christians? Why are we called to? And things I came up with, it helps us to die to ourself and be more like Jesus. Now, something that's huge for me is dying to myself, dying to my old self, and wanting to walk and be more like Jesus. And when we're serving others and we're focusing on that, we do that, a little bit, even if it's just a speck of our old self dies more and more. know, it helps us with our pride issues. You know, anybody that has pride issues, it helps by teaching humility. You know, just sometimes doing things, putting things that you don't want to do, you might not want to do, or maybe you covet, like your time. And this serving another person or serving the church, you know, it really truly helps to put people before you. And when we do that, that helps us. It humbles us. It helps us with just so many different things. But pride is a big thing in there. You know, it helps take our mind off of our problems. You know, when you think about it, like, and I've experienced this, and I will tell you, this is easier said than done. But this is why the community part is so important. When you're going through problems and you're going through things in life, and you take time to serve somebody, right? To someone that's going through something, or just someone that needs help, or just to serve someone at church, you know, whether it's greeting or running the cameras or something, it's anything, hospitality. When you start putting other people first and helping them, it really helps to put our problems down. It helps us to deal with them better. You know, and the big thing, it helps with making connections. You know, truly, like, making connections and building a community at church is so important. It's everything. You know, and when you start serving, you meet people. You know, that was my experience. You know, like, I just said yes to a serving opportunity, and from that, I've spawned an amazing community of people, and I'm so blessed. You know, I'm so blessed, but it's just because I said yes. You know, I just because I said yes. And when we serve, we give God an opportunity to use us for His glory, and to build a kingdom. You know, because that's what it's all about, right? It's all about building the kingdom. You know, giving God an opportunity to use us. And what comes from that is just amazingness. You know, it's when we give God an opportunity, when we're open to Him, and we give Him an opportunity to use us as a tool, His tool. Gosh, we always get rewarded. No matter what, we always get rewarded. It's amazing. It truly is. You know, so let's see. What does the Bible say about serving? You know, let's talk about that. I love here in Galatians 5:13. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. Isn't that awesome? I love that last part. Serve one another humbly in love. I mean, next time you're at church, I challenge you, look to the person to the left you and look to the person to the right of you. And just think about what it would look like if you concentrated on serving them. And everybody did that. How cool would that be? Serve one another humbly in love. Now, we all have different gifts too, you know, when it comes to serving. And sometimes we don't know what those are, you know. And I'll be the first to tell you, I struggled with, you know, well, like, what are my gifts? Where can I fit in? And that's where I would say, you know, speak to somebody if you're not sure about where you can be used, and maybe you need to find out, learn, like, what your gifts are, and where they can be used. So where you can be used the best. There's people to help you that I would be happy, you know, myself, you know, to help you figure that out. But, you know, we are all given different gifts, but from the same God. You know, we're all different parts of the body in different ways, and we've been given different gifts. You know, in 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 6, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Isn't that cool? Like, no matter what, we're all doing different things. We're all being gifted with different gifts, you know, different tools that we can use, different skills. But God uses all of us together I go back to just imagine how what it takes to put church on a Sunday, all those moving pieces and parts. I just love this in 1 Peter 4, 10 and 11. This really speaks to me. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power of forever and ever. Amen. That's awesome. I just go back to if anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides. We're blessed to wake up each and every day to have breath. We're blessed to walk. We're blessed to be able to move. That's a blessing, and we're called to use those blessings for God's glory. One may ask, how important is serving? And I would tell you, it's the most important thing. For so many different reasons that we already spoke of. But the most important one is that it's what Jesus came to do. He came to serve us. He served us in the most amazing way by giving us the greatest gift he ever could. And he teaches us how to serve. In Mark 10, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. When I think about that Jesus came to not be served, but to serve. He truly gave us a template of how to live. Can you imagine if we woke up every day and our goal was to serve everybody that we came in contact with? If that was our goal each and every day. I have this grand dream, right? That I love our church. I love New Life so much. It's my home, my house. I love you. You're watching this. I love you. Because I know that you are just, you're a part of the community. You're a part of our community, our church. But I have this dream, this crazy dream that, what if just half, you can imagine if just half of our congregation, half of the new lifers that come on Sunday just volunteered once a month. Just one time. That's it. There's no commitment to a team, but just commitment to volunteering once a month, what that would look like. I mean, I have that dream because I know that all of our teams would be overflowing. All the teams there were from greeting team to hospitality to tech team to teams that don't even exist but are wanting to exist, but we just don't have enough people. So I can imagine if just half of our congregation, again, just committed to 1 hour a month. One service a month. How amazing that would be. How strong our church would build and be. So I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to me ramble on today. And I hope this helps you. I'm telling you, pray about it. How can you serve our church today? And again, I'd be happy to chat with you to see what barriers you might have. See if I can help them disappear for you. God bless you. my friends, and I'll see you around campus.